Page 97, Unit 23. The state should not be saving banks from bankruptcy.
If Lehman Brothers had been a bit more Lehman Sisters, we would not have had the degree of tragedy that we had as a result of what happened. Christine Lagarde.
I have to agree. That is one of the most contested topics now, especially after the global financial crisis of the first decade of the millennium. Several banks went bankrupt, but also we could see examples of them being bailed out by states. One argument is that the state has nothing to do with the banking sector. Why is that so? Well, when we talk about bailouts, it means that the state uses money to consolidate banks in order for them not to go bankrupt. But where does the money come from? Obviously, from taxpayers. Thus, a bailout is making responsible taxpayers pay for the irresponsibility of many others, including the banks. Of course, there is good intention behind this type of government intervention, as troubled mortgage-backed securities need to be insured somehow, and the level of uncertainty regarding these assets has to be restored, together with the confidence in credit markets. But good intentions often don't create good policies. However, there may seem to be a couple of arguments in favor of states helping out the banking sector. First, the issue of liquidity, as mentioned above. Taking the short-term effects of the credit crisis into consideration, it may be a good idea to allow banks to lend to each other and to consumers as well. Once this liquidity is guaranteed, the long-term effect is that banks will be saved together with their creditors. In addition, it may also end up being cost-efficient and even profitable for the state in the long run. Once these banks start to generate some revenue, the invested money can be repaid. On the other hand, one may argue that the aforementioned costs are huge and will never be repaid. Not only us, but many more generations to come will suffer from the consequences of a state bailout. As a result, our children and grandchildren will have to pay for the costs in higher taxes or experiencing higher inflation. Another concern is how the Treasury can sponsor such an endeavor. Will it borrow money from other countries? If so, wouldn't it be a problem to become reliant on another nation like China? Too much dependency on others can never lead to good things. In contrast to the previous argument, we have very positive historical precedents that show how good it was on the part of the state to intervene. Many historians say that during the Great Depression in the USA, President Roosevelt's genius decision was to help banks that were strong enough to survive, and the country provided aid to them to support the public. It is a commonality that regulations are the root of the problem. In my opinion, in the case of the credit crisis, the main problem was not the lack of regulations, as many tend to claim, but overregulation. I agree with some economists who argued that mortgage lenders didn't just wake up one fine day deciding to junk long-held standards of creditworthiness in order to make ill-advised loans to unqualified borrowers. It would be closer to the truth to say they woke up to find the government twisting their arms and demanding that they do so, or else they would have to close down soon.